following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
She tells her friends you're a sweet guy. Prove it. This Valentine's Day, be her hero with the Valentine's Day bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Juicy heart-shaped pineapples and strawberries dipped in gourmet chocolate. To order the Valentine's Day bouquet, visit one of our locations. Call 1-877-DO-FRUIT or go to ediblearrangements.com. Gifts start at $29. To celebrate early, see our Valentine's specials like free delivery at ediblearrangements.com/sweet.
Edible Arrangements.
See website for details. Prices and store participation may vary.
This is a beer ad for guys who drink beer with their buddies and watch football while drinking beer with their buddies. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. You can still drink it while watching football or something a little different like arm wrestling, because that's what Red's is, a little different and anything but ordinary. Crisp like an apple, brewed like an ale. Red's Apple Ale. Branch out. Red's Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Great beer.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day on this Tuesday, 1 week away from opening day, brother.
Opening day.
Woo-hoo! Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk football. Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, national recruiting analyst, is going to be joining us. Nebraska picks up one and loses one this morning. Tervell Dixon out again. And Dwayne Johnson, not The Rock, and people on Facebook and Twitter, quit it. A different Dwayne Johnson has committed to Nebraska. So we'll talk with him about that and where some of the other big commits go. It's not like Nebraska is waiting on one of the top 10 guys in the country to put the hat on tomorrow, like they were last year, not top 10, but in the Pete kid who did not choose Nebraska. So we'll talk with Mitch about that. Also coming up in our next segment, Tino Martinez, organizer of the Heartland Hoops Classic. That's this Saturday. We'll talk about that as well. But Damon, you know what I realized? I realized this, how cool it was to have the Super Bowl right. I'm going to have it right for another year. So I've got it down. I'm going to be right. I have for a whole year. This is a whole year of bragging.
Well done. Well done. Bask in it. When you call your shot, you get to just, you know what? You get to pimp that around and do your thing.
That's
you know
what I like to hear.
You know what?
Babe Ruth, Doug Duda.
Yep.
Here's the deal.
Synonymous together.
We've been talking, and listeners to the show, we've stayed with Doug and Daddy. And as we get closer to maybe naming a permanent co-host or stay the way we are, they're thinking about maybe we should change the name of the show. Champions. We'll just call it the Champions Show. The Champions Hour.
You know, guru? Forecaster?
Nobody better?
Who wouldn't want to be on the show?
The mentalist.
Better?
God.
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Got a little closer to home right there. Super Bowl's over, and now people are getting crazy because ESPN analyst Merrill Hodge, former great fullback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, has decided that the best quarterback in the National Football League today is Joe Flacco.
Well, Merrill Hodge, let's set the record straight. Merrill Hodge had to quit the game because he got hit in the head too many times. And I think this is a classic example of him getting hit in the head too many times. Okay, Joe Flacco had a great 4 weeks. But I still remember Merrill Hodge 8 weeks ago when they, after their two close losses, and then they got drilled by the Broncos, Merrill Hodge saying that he didn't have the ability to make the throws. So I like how the ESPN controls the archives, and they don't go back to what these guys were saying 6 weeks ago. So, Merrill Hodge, you just need to go away into your film room, you and Jaws, and break it down, and we'll hear from you in August.
Now,
that's my take.
And I like Merrill Hodge, and I see what he's saying. He's saying Joe Flacco's the Super Bowl champ, so today he's the best, and he had a good game. Okay,
Flag away from no one even talking about. And I'm not saying that, because there's 1,001 different decisions that go into what causes a game. But let's just say the guy does whip out the hanky. They got four more downs, San Francisco puts it in, and then what are we going to be saying about Joe Flacco?
We're going to say, what a great kick by Justin Tucker as time expires to win the Super Bowl. That's what we're going to be saying.
Or something
Joe
along those
Flacco
lines.
Joe Flacco leads him in. That would have even helped his legacy, because he'd have got another crack at it. See, you're not paying attention.
I don't think he would have gotten a crack at it. I think they would have stalled it out long enough to where Flacco would not have had enough time.
Well, see, now everybody is talking about it, because now Tim Hasselbeck, former quarterback, he is doing his right now, and he doesn't even have Joe Flacco in his top, 7? He's got Rodgers number 1. Now, Flacco, see, I'm not an Eli Manning fan, so, you know, he's got Eli Manning ahead of him.
It's such an arbitrary thing.
Oh, it definitely
is. It's such an arbitrary thing.
Do you want a guy that gets you fantasy points? Do you want to get a guy that's going to win football games?
I love Romo. Romo can't win getting into the playoffs, but I love Romo because he gets me 25, and when he gets really crazy, he gives me 30 in fantasy league, and I'm fist pumping all the way.
And we still
lose.
It's
such an arbitrary thing.
He's like Matt Stafford.
Yes.
They lose, but he's getting you the points, baby.
417, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks. Don't worry about the 3 picks. But you're exactly. I mean, it's such an arbitrary thing, and you hear these talking heads on ESPN. I mean, they need to find where some of. And then what was the big one yesterday with Jim Rome? Pierce coming out and saying that Ray Lewis played nervous. Really? I mean, exactly. I would have been nervous. It's the Super Bowl. And Mr. Pierce, your career is over with. Ray Lewis has been doing it, 17 years?
Yeah.
And then, I played with Ray for 5 years, and you could tell he was nervous the way he missed tackles. Well, I think Frank Gore had something to do with that. You know, Nuiata getting injured had something to do with that.
Can't people just say it was a great game?
No, because there's so many people that just have these people head talking.
Well, that's what we have. That's why we have sports too. If it's 24/7, you got to have somebody talking about
right.
something. Because let's face it, as Timmy Legler said today, now it's our turn. It's NBA season.
Is it really though? Exactly.
And I like basketball.
I enjoy basketball. But wake me up.
The NBA is becoming more entertaining.
Yeah. Wake me up in May. I'll come start paying attention in May. Give me my seeds where we're at. You know, pitchers and catchers start to report next week, so that's what I'm most excited about. I was the only guy, and you'd love this one. I was the only guy watching the Caribbean World Series on Sunday night. The Caribbean World Series was on ESPN2 during the Super Bowl. And you know what I found out? My pitching coach.
That you're a geek?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I found out that my pitching coach at Benedictine University, he was a consultant. His name was Eddie Diaz. He is now the manager for Team Mexico.
Is he on the show today?
Eddie does not have the English capabilities to go on to.
Would not be a great interview unless we had a semi-interpreter. I know some Spanish.
Or the button.
Taco.
We'd have to go on delay. Yeah, we'd have to go on delay.
Come on.
But it
Taco,
was awesome to see.
El Paso, SOCKS. ¿Dónde está?
You want to talk about a grinder.
Nacho.
Burrito.
Libre.
But his name's Eddie Diaz. He coaches for Team Mexico. He was a consultant and helped us out at Benedictine when I was there just because he was in the Chicagoland area doing some scouting and whatnot. But you want to talk about a grinder's life. I mean, he He'd done it all. I think he's been married 5 or 6 times. I mean, you want to talk about, like, he does minor league ball, and then he leaves for the Mexican League, and then he goes to the Caribbean World Series, and then he'll show up in spring training for two more weeks. I mean, just living, I mean, just grinding all the time. And now he's all the way up to coaching for Team Mexico in the Caribbean World Series. I saw that, and it was just such a small, crazy world that he's made it all that way. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we've touched on already a few things here, folks. If you'd like to give your opinion, who do you want right now? I mean, we're in such a fantasy football world. You can't tell me Peyton Manning's not in the top five. If you have 10 years to be the general manager of a football team, do you want to take your shot that in those first 2 years you can get a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, or do you want Andrew Luck or one of the young guns and hope that in 5 or 6 years that you can bring home a world championship, not World Series, but a world championship?
Are you a Kaepernick guy?
No. I said, again, I hate to be right all the time, and I'm not. But, this is what we do on this show. I sat here Friday, and I said, that is one of the main reasons Colin Kaepernick has started 9 games. Joe Flacco has had more than 9 bad games in his career, and Kaepernick's only started 9. You can't tell me. People were trying to say Kaepernick was the better quarterback, and then today, Joe Flacco is your MVP and anointed saint of all great quarterbacks in the National Football League. I am not a Kaepernick. I'm not anti-Kaepernick, and he has done some really good things. And if he stays healthy, he's got a chance. But I'm not on the bandwagon.
Phil Sims is on the Kaepernick bandwagon. I mean, I thought if you thought Brent Musburger's comments were creepy during the national championship game, I thought Phil Sims's comments.
Man crush?
Yeah. Because, I mean, Kaepernick throws a nice ball. He does some very nice things. I still have, I mean, he's a bigger, stronger, you know, he has a body that can take the hits more so than our RG3 or some of these other mobile type of quarterbacks that they're talking about may have success. That's the thing with him is he's one headshot away. I mean, he's he doesn't slide very well. I understand, everyone's like, oh, he's so tough. You get popped in the right way or your knee or anything. So the whole running quarterback, I think it's a fad thing. I think the pistol and everything. I mean, he's going to have to learn how to sit in that pocket and throw the football and be successful. I think he has the ability to do that. But right now, I think that the league is so wide-ranging, and you hear Cowherd talk about it's a quarterback-driven league. Of course it's a quarterback-driven league. They're game managers. I don't know who you want. You know, if I had to take a choice, I would probably say Tom Brady. What? This is what? He's been to half the Super Bowls in the last 12 years. I would take Tom Brady. And he's doing it with, I mean, he doesn't have an Anquan Boldin. He doesn't have a Ray Rice in his backfield. I mean, not that he doesn't have talent, but Brady. Peyton Manning, the arm issue, the neck injury, still would always be a question there. Eli, he has won 2 Super Bowls. And I think that's where you have to gauge it. Are you a statistics guy or are you a straight-up champions guy? Because Trent Dilfer's got 1. Is he in the talk? Exactly.
So you're saying the pistol is going to go the way of the run and shoot.
I think the more these guys get lit up and the more you start to see RG3 hobbling around and not having that ability to run, I think you're going to see the planned runs go out of the way. And once you see the planned runs go out of by the wayside, you already saw it a little bit with Boston or Baltimore having 2 weeks to prepare. Kaepernick didn't run for 180.
No.
You know?
No. So this is what it comes down to. If you want to be on Kaepernick's bandwagon, because of these three, they are the next superstar throughout this last season. That's all they've talked about for 2 weeks at a time. Then it was the next guy. RG3, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick. I don't think I'm forgetting anybody in that mold. So of those three, how do you rank them? Who do you want? 1, 2, 3, how and who?
I want Kaepernick if I get those weapons. You know, if I get a Crabtree of Vernon Davis or Frank
Gore. No, you got what you got.
Yeah,
you got what you got. All those teams
Kaepernick,
are pretty
even. Kaepernick's got a better chance to win a Super Bowl before Russell Wilson and RG3.
Man, I don't know. Is it supposed to be RG3? But Russell Wilson, I think,
RG3's
throws.
Not even going to be back for spring training. Well, what do they call it? Not spring training.
Spring ball, yeah.
Or
rookie camp.
Yeah.
Tryouts.
OTAs.
Yeah, whatever they don't go to. I'm just saying, completely healthy right now, who you got, what do you want 2 years down the road? Who are we going to be talking about? Who are we going to be talking about 2 weeks, 2 years down the road?
Andrew Luck, because he's more in the mold of an Eli Manning, a Peyton Manning, a Tom Brady, all the guys that have won Super Bowls, have been going to Super Bowls. He's a Ben Roethlisberger type. All the guys, looking back, Flacco type, they all resemble Andrew Luck. No, Randall Cunningham was the last running around kind of do thing, and he made it, what, only to the NFC Championship? Never even made it to the Super Bowl.
No. How about Donovan McNabb?
Now, there's an interesting comparison because he was very much run around at the beginning, but he really settled into a pocket passer that did some types of things. And so early, I would say Donovan McNabb was exactly like Russell Wilson, RG3, and those types. But at the end, when he finally got him to the all those runs at the NFC Championship and eventually to the Super Bowl, he was much more of a pocket passer, sit back, let the play develop type of thing.
I would say right now, of those three that I mentioned, Kaepernick is third, and then Russell Wilson and RG3. I think Russell Wilson, but boy, RG3 sure is exciting to watch. And he seemed to do a few more things with his legs than Wilson did, but Russell seems like he can throw the ball a little bit better. So, I don't know. One of them is going to emerge, and two of them were – I just –
RG3 in 5 years is going to be walking around Baylor's campus as an admissions counselor with this Heisman Trophy in his arm. But he's not even going to be able to walk. He's going to be in a golf cart because he's going to be so beat up and have so many knee surgeries.
My gut feeling
Second ACL.
My gut feeling is Colin Kaepernick, you won't even remember who that was in 3 years.
So that's your – see, my
– And I like the kid from Nevada, got to the Super Bowl, but –
I would take Kaepernick over RG3 just because, like I said, this is RG3's second full-blown reconstruction.
And nothing wrong with Flacco. He's never – I mean, he's had his time, and he's going to be good. He's not flashy. I like Flacco.
I love Flacco.
But he doesn't give me the numbers during the first 16 weeks of the year like he needs to. Let's take a break here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Tino Martinez joins us to talk Heartland Hoops Classic. Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com will join us to talk recruiting, all that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is recruiting new members to the team. If you're hardworking, honest, and want to help families develop their dreams, contact Tim Norwood about a career as a real estate agent today at NP Realty.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Valentine's Day is coming fast. Send a delicious treat to your sweetheart. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. These sweet berries are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey toppings and covered with chocolate chips, crushed almonds, and a decorative swizzle. Plus, radio listeners can double the berries for just $10 more. You've got to see these enormous berries for yourself. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in my password, SCORE. Don't wait. Order now.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
Oakhill Academy.
7 seconds to go. It's going to be Mello.
The school that produced 55 D1 recruits.
Got it again. 6 3-pointers by Mello in the period.
Including Carmelo Anthony. It's coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic to be matched against the team that won 5 of the past 6 Class A trophies. Omaha Central. Plus 7 more top local and regional matchups all day February 9th. Featuring exclusive local coverage on the stations of Platte River Radio. Presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Graham Tire, and Equitable Bank. Check PlatteRiverPreps.com for tip-off times and station.
Skies will become mostly sunny today. Northwest winds increasing to 10 to 20. Their highs warming into the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy as our winds switch back to the south. Lows will be in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 46.
I got my first real six-string, loaded at the 5 and 9. Morning Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where if you need a new vehicle, check out the 2013 Chrysler 200s, up to $3,500 off the already hassle-free, because that comes from the manufacturer. And how about a 2013 Dodge Durango, maybe up to $5,700 up off of the price from the manufacturer. If you're looking for pre-owned, they've got over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock, and about a quarter of those, at least, are priced at under $10,000. So something for everyone in every price range, car, truck, van, SUV, whatever it is you need. Talk to them about a trade, because they'll take care of you there as well. And you can always look at their inventory online at thinkmidway.com. So much more than just the inventory. They've got their online financing form on there. You can get so much done before you even head out to the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. He has Midway. It's a better way. And we are joined on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda along with Damon Day today, by Tino Martinez. Heartland Hoops Classic is almost here, and we've been talking about it for a year, and now we're ready for Oak Hill and Omaha Central on Saturday night, the final of eight games. And Tino, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you getting any sleep?
Yeah, you know, things are falling into place fairly smoothly. So, yeah, it's not too stressful. I think we're ready to go. If we don't have something ready, we really won't know until Saturday. So I think we're ready.
Let's talk about the excitement of it finally being here, and albeit Central's not undefeated and Oak Hill's not number one in the country, but this still is one of the most highly anticipated games to ever take place when it comes to basketball in the state of Nebraska. Has it come together, this particular matchup, like you'd hoped?
Well, I mean, obviously I'd have liked them, you know, maybe both to be undefeated and at the top of their levels, but, you know, you know, I told this to Bob Hammer the other day, that they're still just high school basketball players, so they're, you know, able to trip up here and there. And Omaha Central had some kids banged up that I think really has hampered them in the last couple of weeks, but they're at full strength now, so I think they'll be back to the top of their game. And same with Oak Hill Academy. They've missed their point guard, who signed with North Carolina preseason, and so he's been out for most of the season with a knee injury. He is going to play a little bit on Thursday. They have a home game in Oak Hill, and then see how it feels. So he may play some minutes out here, but that really has hurt them. When you lose, you know, a point guard of that caliber, when you play the schedule that they play, you're going to probably endure some losses. And I think they're somewhere around 24-3 or somewhere. So, but no, as far as the matchup, I think it's still going to be a great game for people to watch. I really feel Omaha Central will represent Nebraska and Omaha Central very well, and should be a great game.
Tino, Damon Day here. Obviously, got the headline match, Oak Hill Academy, Omaha Central, some two very, very athletic teams. If you handicap the rest of the games kind of for us, what other games do you think are going to be a good ones, and what are going to bring some big crowds out, and what games should the crowds come out and see?
Well, you know, I think the 5:15 game with Kearney Catholic and Northwest, you know, Northwest, the last couple of weeks, they've suffered three losses, but, you know, they had three kids out with, you know, with some, you know, team things that maybe they weren't expecting. And so they are getting those three kids back on Friday when they go to Beatrice. So they'll be at full strength when they play Kearney Catholic on Saturday. And so I really think that is going to be a very, very fun game for people to watch, and very tightly contested between the two teams. The 7 p.m. game was with Boys Town and Norfolk Catholic. They're they both won the C1 state championship in the previous 2 years. Boys Town last year, Norfolk Catholic the year before. In preseason, they were 1-2, but they've both endured some injuries that have, you know, set their season back a little bit. But they are both now at full strength, so that should be a really good game. Archbishop Bergen and Donovan Trumbull are very similar teams. They're both long and lanky, and you know, they both play a little bit of 1-3-1, and so that'll be a matchup of maybe similar styles. That'll be a fun one to watch. But but overall, you know, I think there's eight good games there, and about four really, really good games. So it should be a great day of hoops.
Talking with Tino Martinez. He is the event organizer of the 6th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, which can exclusively be heard on our Platte River Radio network of stations. It starts here on ESPN. Then we'll switch it over to the Breeze for the afternoon games and finish up the night games on Classic Hits 98.9. Tino, is there anything new that we'll see this year outside of the Oak Hill team coming in? Anything else that has been changed for this year?
Not really. You know, we had to do some things to accommodate some seating for that last game, and so that might affect some spectators in a little bit. But other than that, the day should run off fairly smooth like it always has. And but, yeah, the seating, we'll have to clear out a couple sections there when Omaha Central comes in. So, you know, that's about the only thing that'll be a little different than years past.
Who's next? 2014, don't even have 2013 in the book yet, but who are you looking at 2014? Are you going to try to stay with a national name or just try to play out the best game that you can find? But is there any targets on the horizon that you're trying to get for 2014?
Well, you know, more locally, we're looking at I'm trying to get Lincoln Christian, Lincoln, obviously, and Wahoo Newman, who's got a really good group of juniors and sophomores that'll all be back next year. They'll definitely be a contender for the C1 state championship next year. Lincoln Christian has their three or four best players back, and so I'd like to find them both a matchup of some teams in our area. On a national level, we'll have somebody for Omaha Central again. You know, we've talked to a few teams about different possibilities. We've talked to St. Anthony's out of New Jersey with Bob Hurley Sr. We've talked to Todd Simon out of Las Vegas with Finley Prep, Kevin Broyle out of Florida with Monteverde Academy. So, you know, there's those possibilities. I've talked to Simeon out of Chicago. But we'll definitely have a national opponent for Omaha Central again. Definitely not going to have anything signed by Saturday, so there won't be any sort of a press release Saturday like there was a year ago, but we'll definitely have something in the next few weeks secured up for Omaha Central.
Gary Roosevelt, Indianapolis Ben Davis, Bedford North Lawrence. Those are all quality high schools that I know at least my father and I would be there to see those guys.
Yeah, I'd have to maybe use you as a connection to get to them then maybe a little bit.
That is awesome. Tino Martinez with us here again. It starts at 8:30 on a Saturday morning with Heartland Lutheran in High Plains, and you've got just all kinds of area teams. All the Grand Island schools are represented. I know you're happy about that. And as we've talked about before, Tino, it's a fine line there. You've got to bring in somebody that people want to see that's not from the area, like this marquee game, but you also have to have the area teams to make sure that you get the attendance so that this thing can continue to run. So through 6 years, do you like where you're at? Do we see this continuing in the foreseeable future?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll definitely, you know, in the near future, we're definitely going to try it again. The people have supported it very well. The teams in the state of Nebraska have supported it very well. And so as long as there's interest and we're able to pull it off, we'll continue to do it. I think we're very fortunate over the years to have had teams like Ravenna and St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholics and Adams Centrals, all the teams in our area that have competed at a high level. You know, we've been able to put some really good games on out there with local teams. And then, obviously, the state of Nebraska has been blessed with a dynasty like Omaha Central. We're able to do something like we're able to do this year. So, but yeah, definitely in the near future. I can't tell you 5 years down the road, but there'll be a seventh annual anyway. I do know that.
Outstanding stuff, Tino. We'll let you get back to work and keep some of my other co-hosts in line, would you?
I'll try. He's hard to babysit, but I'll try.
We'll see you Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Tino Martinez, the organizer and the, I guess you can say, inventor of the Heartland Hoops Classic. 8:30, High Plains Heartland Lutheran, 10:15, number 1 Sutton against Grand Island Central Catholic, noon, St. Cecilia Raymond Central, 1:45, Pius and Grand Island Senior High. Then at 3:30, Donovan Trumbull and Archbishop Bergen, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Northwest at 5:15, Boys Town Norfolk Catholic at 7, and at 9, Omaha Central against Oak Hill Academy, and we'll be talking with some of those coaches over the next 3 days here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hoops day. If you're a high school hoops fan, get out and go watch, because that's going to be a fun event.
It's outstanding. $16 for the whole day. That's $2 a game.
Yeah.
That's $2 a game. $8 for kids. That's $1 a game. You can even afford to get them a hot dog.
I'm trying to talk my wife into letting me and my father and my son go But with our season starting soon, taking off on Saturday nights to go hang out with the boys.
You got to take her with you and let her go shopping.
Can't afford that.
Like you said, the season started.
Exactly.
Doug Duda, Damon Day, and as you have said so many times about getting the baseball banquet together with your wife, I know the same is true with Tino and the gals that help out over there and his family. So,
it's all behind the scenes.
There you go.
All great events are run by good women.
We're going to take a break. Maybe that's been the problem with this show. We need to find a female producer. Is that – we got to work – no?
Must be.
No? Is that the problem? No?
I guess so.
We'll take a break. And Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, when we come back.
It's more great news from T&L Irrigation. If you own a T&L pivot irrigation system or are thinking about buying one, then you'll definitely want to be in the loop with T&L's latest product information and operating tips. You can sign up now for T&L's bi-monthly electronic newsletter by logging on to TLIRR.com/e-news. T&L Irrigation Systems are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works for a lifetime.
Valentine's Day is next week. Are you ready? Get one dozen romantic rainbow roses and a free glass vase from my friends at ProFlowers for just $19.99. Here's the only way to get this amazing offer. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention SCORE. Or go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in SCORE. Order now. You can't beat the price or convenience, and satisfaction is guaranteed. Order today for Valentine's Day delivery. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention SCORE. Or go to ProFlowers.com.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Skies will become mostly sunny today. Northwest winds increasing to 10 to 20. Their highs warming into the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy as our winds switch back to the south. Lows will be in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 46.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day.
What?
To know me.
What's that?
Is to love.
Even Mac Davis heard my Super Bowl prediction? Are you kidding me? What's going on?
Live it up.
Live it up.
You were right.
Everyone else was wrong.
But I'm doing the best that I can.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Coming up, Mitch Sherman.
Baltimore has it all.
I just like hearing it.
I've been riding their coattails for a long, long time, and I'm going to take somehow them to beat the darlings of Houston and New England. They've got to fall apart sometimes. So I'm going to take Baltimore. Although, boy, if Peyton gets you into the playoffs, then they're going to be good enough to go to the Super Bowl. And in the NFC, there's no way I can take the Packers. I'm going to take, as much as I hate this, I'm going to take the 49ers against Baltimore and the brothers coach against each other in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to take the experience with Baltimore to win the Super Bowl over the 49ers.
Man. And I may have not remembered everything from Sunday, but I do remember how that outcome was. There you go.
So. Well done. Well done.
Okay.
Well done.
We'll let it
go. Love it. No, don't let it go.
Okay, tomorrow Bush Cutter's co-hosting, and he hates that, so we'll do it again. Our poll question for yesterday, which was the more impressive part of the Ravens' victory, jumping out to the lead or withstanding the 49er comeback? I voted jumping out to the lead. Because if you don't have the lead, you didn't have to worry about the comeback. You'd get beat. So 65% of people said jumping out to the lead.
Yeah.
Here is our poll question going into tomorrow. How closely do you follow National Signing Day? Very closely, somewhat close, not close.
Not close.
Not close.
That's me.
I got to go somewhat because I do it for the show. I do it for sports. That's my gig.
Yep.
That's my job. Is following National Letter of Intent Signing Day. But you can vote on our poll question about National Letter of Intent Signing Day. And all of our poll questions are at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Not only can you vote on the poll question, you can hear past shows, you can hear the podcast, and you can hear the show live as well. And with Signing Day less than 24 hours away, when kids start signing and sending into the East Coast, and it works its way across the nation, kind of like New Year's Eve, Mitch Sherman joins us from ESPN.com, who has got the pulse of what's going on around the world of football recruiting. Mitch, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Well, I am fine. I know Husker Nation is going, oh, yeah, we got this guy. Oh, no, we got that guy. We've talked about this before. After Nebraska, are there other schools that follow their recruiting as much, or at least in the ballpark, like Husker fans do?
Yeah, yes. The answer is without a doubt, yes. Look no further than Nebraska's division rival in the Big Ten, Michigan, and you'll find that. And I've experienced some of that this year and in the last 2 years at ESPN in covering recruiting and things related to recruiting in college football nationally. I found that the Michigan fans are passionate about this kind of stuff in a way that we find very recognizable around here. And then no doubt, you go south. I mean, you go to Alabama, you go to places like Florida, and it's very much the same. And in some ways, it's crazier. I don't want to say that the people are more interested in it in other places than they are in Nebraska, but sometimes the people themselves are a little crazier than they are here. We're kind of a conservative bunch, and even when it comes to football recruiting, though I think the bar is set a little bit differently. What you might view as conservative in normal life is not so much when it comes to football recruiting, but in other parts of the country, I can just tell you, for example, right now in the state of Mississippi, there's a defensive end named Chris Jones who was a big name in the state of Mississippi throughout his senior year, and then he really exploded nationally at the end. Was a star in the Under Armour All-American game and went from a kid who was outside of the ESPN 300 in November to being ranked number 46 right now. And I believe there's another publication online that has him ranked as the number 2 overall player in the country. He was committed to Mississippi State early in the process. And, of course, everybody is trying to get in on this kid now, and he's got it down to Mississippi State and Ole Miss. And he'll be announcing tomorrow with so many others. And some of the antics and drama that have happened over the last week or two with this kid are just things that you would never believe. I mean, we're talking about sneaking off late at night to go visit campuses. And these are things that actually happened that he's admitted. Who knows what's going on in places like this? The stuff that we don't know and we'll never find out about. So it's a crazy time of year all over.
Obviously, Huskers ready to roll. Any surprises? Anything that's going to catch us off guard? Anything that's going to make us start to paint the mural for the next Big Ten championship? What is going on with the Husker signing day? Is it all pretty much they already know who's in the barn? Is there any surprises lingering out there for the Huskers?
Well, if it was a surprise, and I wouldn't know about it. Truly a surprise. There is always that potential, and pretty much every year at this time, when you're on the eve of signing day, there are rumblings about a shocking development that's going to come to light, and Nebraska fans are going to be stunned and joyous over player X, or they're going to be heartbroken that somebody that they thought was on board jumps off. And this year is no different with those rumblings. I don't know that any of it is substantiated. I mean, there have been some developments, even as recently as this morning, with Travell Dixon, the athlete out of Louisiana, who was once committed to Nebraska, then not committed to Nebraska, then committed again to Nebraska, apparently is going to Arizona State. So, you know, whatever. Those are the kind of commitments that you take with a grain of salt, no matter what, when a kid commits three or four times to different places. And nothing against those kids. They have the right to do that up until February 6th. What is February 6th this year? And then a commitment today also from Dwayne Johnson, the offensive lineman out of Texas. So Huskers are sitting at, I believe, number 22 in the ESPN rankings as of the last update, which was today. And it's been about that, the low to mid-20s has been about the spot where they've been for most of the last month.
Mitch Sherman with us from ESPN.com. Doug Duda, Damon Day on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday. It's getting a lot of national play today. The young man, Reuben Foster, who has the tattoo, who's going back and forth between Alabama and Auburn. So it's not just Nebraska that kids are worried about. And there's still a handful of them that are waiting till tomorrow to make their announcement. You've got a big article up on ESPN.com in the last 24 hours. Who is or who are the two biggest names that are still out there to make a decision, and in your gut, where you think they're going?
Well, the biggest name in this entire recruiting cycle, going back more than a year nationally, is Robert Kimdichie. He is the defensive end out of Gwinnett County in Atlanta, Grayson High School, Loganville, Georgia. I've been to his school a couple times. I've seen him in person numerous times when you take into account the Under Armour All-American game just this month, and it looks like he's going to sign with Ole Miss. And that's been the expectation for quite some time now. He was committed to Clemson this summer and decommitted in the fall. It's an interesting story. His mother is a legislator. She lives in Nigeria, her native country. Dad is a doctor in Atlanta. He has he's been in the care of some of his coaches, as far as living with coaches, and he's been back and forth between different schools. His brother is a redshirt freshman at Ole Miss, and it looks like family is going to win out on this one. But definitely somebody that people will be keeping a watch on tomorrow. He's going to make his announcement bright and early, I believe, 6:30 a.m. Central Time, 7:30 Eastern, on ESPNU tomorrow. So if you get up early, turn on ESPNU, and the number one player will be off the board right away. And then guy that I'm really keeping an eye on because of where I was last week and what I was doing is Mackenzie Alexander, corner, defensive back out of Immokalee, Florida. He is number 4 in the ESPN 150 and has been just a huge mystery, very much a misunderstood kid. I think people have taken his silence and some of his disdain for the recruiting process to mean that he is he's not a good kid. Couldn't be further from the truth when you get to meet him and get to know him. And spent a couple days down there in the swamp in the Everglades, and story up on page 1 of ESPN.com right now about Mackenzie and his brother. And it's likely, and I say likely because nothing would surprise me with this kid, likely going to come down to Mississippi State and Auburn for him. There was the expectation all along that he would sign at the same school as his twin brother, and that he shot some holes in that last week a little bit when I talked to him, and that may or may not happen. Nebraska did not get a visit from Mackenzie Alexander. He was scheduled tentatively at one time to visit Nebraska, I believe, for the Michigan game. Terry Joseph, Nebraska's secondary coach, recruited him to Tennessee last year at this time and got a commitment from Mackenzie Alexander very early in the process to Tennessee. He decommitted when Terry Joseph was hired by Bo Pelini in March to Nebraska, and has been back on the market ever since then. Terry Joseph, maybe he's got a trick up his sleeve that would shock the nation in recruiting tomorrow. When I say that, it would be the probably the biggest story out there if Robert Kimbici does in fact sign with Ole Miss and Mackenzie Alexander was to go somewhere like Nebraska. I would be very surprised, but that's why signing day has a lot of intrigue because everybody can hold out hope until that that letter of intent is signed.
I'm obviously a large Notre Dame fan, and my people back in South Bend, Indiana, are telling me that Gunnar Kiel is going to be the starting quarterback for Notre Dame next year rather than Everett Golson. Can you comment on that?
Well, if that's what people in South Bend say, then they know better than me. I know Gunnar. He was another one of these guys who was wishy-washy in the process from Columbus, Indiana, was committed to Indiana early. Then he was going to go to LSU and showed up at LSU at the midterm to start school and left campus before he went to a class. And then he was back home at nearby home at Notre Dame. I believe he redshirted this year. It would surprise me if he was able to jump over everybody on the depth chart, but the kid has a huge arm. I saw him at the Elite 11 finals last July in Malibu, California. I went and visited him at his house in Columbus, Indiana. His uncle was Blair Kiel, who played at Notre Dame and in the NFL. His family has a tremendous athletic ties. His first cousin was Miss America. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Whoa!
Hello,
easy Musburger.
See what I can dig out when you ask me about somebody I was completely unprepared for. I do know a little bit about Gunnar Kiel. He had a brother Dusty. Has a brother Dusty who plays at Indiana right now. So. You know, lots of lineage in that family that would indicate that Gunnar, who's named after Boomer Esiason's kid, by the way, is going to be a big time quarterback at the college level. But it would seem to me that he has some waiting to do at Notre Dame. Maybe not. Maybe he's ready to break out. So that'll be an interesting college football story through this offseason and next year.
Full of information, as always, Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com. Unbelievable.
Mitch, I apologize for that. Was a complete curveball, but you hit it out of the park. You handled that as a true professional. Well, I apologize for the question.
Just like your real pitching days.
Exactly.
Mitch, I got to ask you, here's a name that just came up over the weekend that really people didn't know a lot about, and I don't know that anybody knew anything about this kid coming out of high school, but where is this Leon Sandcastle coming from?
He looks a little like Deion Sanders, doesn't he? I thought I saw a resemblance there, but I like how you can just – I didn't know you could just walk up to the combine and and get in like that. It seems to me you had to be invited, but I guess if you're that talented, it's fine. So,
man.
No, he's going to the NFL draft, I guess, not in the recruiting talk.
And now, did your son convince you to buy that tractor?
Yeah. If I buy a 14, I don't have any reason. No. But he saw it from the parking lot, a $14,000 tractor at Costco. He decided to sit on last night on the way out the door.
You can relate to that, Damon.
So, oh yeah,
you got a son about the same as Mitch's.
Yeah.
He saw the tractor from the parking lot on the way in, and he was saying tractor, and I didn't. I'm like, there's no tractor, and we got inside, and there was a tractor sitting there, so. When we left the store, he was running out to the entrance and climbed up on the tractor. I was a little nervous. His sister got a kick out of it, but you know, I guess you're not going to break that thing. I would hope. So.
Well, Mitch, I'll let you out of here with this question. Then, folks, obviously, if they want to, there's so many sites to watch. You're going to be busy tomorrow. What is your job tomorrow? How can people keep up to date with you tomorrow?
You can keep up with me on Twitter. You can go to ESPN.com and the Recruiting Nation page. I'll be following the news on all of the top guys. I'm sure I'll have some takes and some different things to write throughout the day. And it's possible, depending on how things go, that I might stop down to Lincoln and hear Bo Pelini talk around 2:00 and visit with him about some things a little bit. I would like to hear his take. On a specific issue in recruiting that involves the way it's going to change over the next year in August, and this is a whole different issue. The NCAA has deregulated all communication, basically all electronic communication and phone calls between between prospects and coaches. And, you know, we've heard from some coaches. I've yet to hear from a coach who had much good to say about these new rules. And this is an opportunity to get Bo on that. So I'd like to hear some of his thoughts and how they impact Nebraska. So possible that I'll be in Lincoln at 2 if the world hasn't exploded because of other things involving guys like Robert Condici. But we'll find out tomorrow morning, and that's why it's a fun day.
Mitch's last question, part A. Is there any kid tomorrow that still isn't ready to decide? It seems like every year there's one or two guys that 2 weeks later, one of the top guys then finally makes a commit, or are we going to be done tomorrow?
It looks like everybody's on the board to decide. But usually that's the way it happens. Usually those guys, you know, like a Terrell Pryor or a Jadeveon Clowney, those are guys in recent years who were super high profile and took this thing after signing day. Last year, Jameis Winston did it. He was the number one ranked quarterback who ended up at Florida State, but he was playing in an All-Star game on signing day, and I wouldn't say he was doing it necessarily to seek attention. He just wasn't able to be with his family on signing day. I haven't heard any stories at all this year of top guys who are unprepared to sign. But I will say this, there are always crazy developments. And this year, it seems the developments that have happened through the year, from Alex Anzalone, the kid who had kind of a Gunnar Kiel type situation, the linebacker out of Pennsylvania, was a top player, committed to several schools, to the Reuben Foster thing that you mentioned at the, you know, when I came on, that he's the kid with the Auburn tattoo who moved to Auburn, Alabama from Georgia, the top linebacker. And was first committed to Alabama, then Auburn, and now he's going back to Alabama 48 hours before signing day. So there are crazy things that happen, and it would be no surprise at all if there's a top guy or two who get there tomorrow and just aren't ready to sign.
All right, Mitch, we'll let you get going. Always appreciate the time you give us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the great work, and enjoy your spring.
You guys, too. Happy to do it anytime. Take care.
Thanks, Mitch. Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com. Of course, years at the Omaha World Herald. Just one of the many great guys that we get to have on the show and now on the national scene. So signing day tomorrow.
I will be interested to hear what Coach Pelini has to say about the new recruiting rules. Because Coach Pelini, to me, outsider looking in, seems like the type of coach who hates this process more than most coaches. There's some coaches who get this process, understand this process, you know, and are successful because they're good at this process. The flattering, the recruitment, the boosting of egos of 17 to 18-year-old young men. Bo Pelini does not seem like the type that enjoys this process. Now they've opened Pandora's box about, you know, it's a free-for-all. You can call every day.
Kelvin Simpson's off the. I mean, you can text
right.
and call all you want now.
Yeah.
These kids are going to hate.
Oh.
They're going to hate this.
It is going to be amazing to see how this changes everything. But at the end of the day, the NCAA couldn't regulate it anymore.
Hey, Damon, Bob Stoops, I know you've been committed for 6 years to Nebraska, but hey, just checking.
Yeah.
Hey, Damon, this is Coach so-and-so. This is Coach Kelly.
All right, this is the assistant coach. This is the strength coordinator. This is our trainer. This is our food staff professional. This is our dormitory monitor. This is our, you know.
Get to the important stuff.
Yeah.
These are our cheerleaders.
Exactly. I mean, where's.
Here
I mean,
are your hostesses.
It's going to end up being an absolute fiasco to where they talk about they want to downsize. Well, now you got to hire three more assistants just to handle your social media, your Twitter, and getting all these text messages out to these guys.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and your chance to win that $25 gift card. We'll get to our email and more after this.
Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm.
Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition. To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
This is a beer ad for guys who drink beer with their buddies and watch football while drinking beer with their buddies. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. You can still drink it while watching football or something a little different, like arm wrestling, because that's what Red's is, a little different and anything but ordinary. Crisp like an apple, brewed like an ale. Red's Apple Ale. Branch out. Red's Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Great beer, great beer.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
It's another great week of high school sports action on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Tonight, another battle of Hastings as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks welcome in the Patriots of Adams Central. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45 on 1230 AM KHAS. Then on Thursday, the St. Cecilia girls are at Sutton for a top 10 battle on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And don't forget Saturday, the Heartland Hoops Classic here on ESPN, the Breeze and Classic Hits 98.9.
Skies will become mostly sunny today. Northwest winds increasing to 10 to 20. Their highs warming into the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy as our winds switch back to the south. Lows will be in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 46.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Archie emails a little bit about what you were saying earlier in the show. Phil Simms was horrible. He had no idea what to say when Jim Nantz brought up the possibility of taking a safety at the end of the game. Hello? Aren't you the analyst? Thanks, Archie.
It is what it is. I mean, you got to think there's someone better than Phil Simms. I personally just don't enjoy listening to Phil Simms speak.
The amount of money that changed hands on that safety is amazing.
Oh.
Is amazing. Amazing. Is amazing. Is amazing. A couple of other notes and then Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. In fact, call now and 888-455-ESPN is the number. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won the last 2 months, you are eligible and a $25 gift card to Troutman's to the winner. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. I found out by reading the column that ESPN's Bracket Buster is no longer after this year. It started 11 years ago with 11 games so that mid-majors that had a chance to make the tournament would get a key game to kind of almost a play-in type game. And now it's psychotic. UNO. UNO is in the Bracket Buster. There are so many games at UNO. It just doesn't matter what your record is. You just get to play a game. And some of them will be televised. But Creighton draws St. Mary's. And as the article in the Omaha World Herald said today, this year there's no benefit to Creighton because there's nobody that they can play. There's nobody that they can play that is going to help them out. But they are playing St. Mary's of California, 5 o'clock, February 23rd. That's a Saturday. It's either on ESPN or ESPN2 once they get a little bit closer.
Where at?
Out in Moraga, California.
Moraga.
Is that right?
Moraga, Moringa.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a call, folks. 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
National Letter of Intent signing day is tomorrow. According to Rivals.com, how many four-star recruits are orally committed to Nebraska?
Three.
It is not three. Try back. 888-455-3776. I've got a couple questions today, too. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
James.
James. I just said that Creighton is going to play St. Mary's in the Bracket Buster. What is the nickname of the University of St. Mary's in California?
Flyers.
It is not the Flyers. Try back. 888, that's a tough one. Do you know it?
I think I do.
Okay, 888-455-3776. Here's another one. This is great. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
I'm going to do a different one here. Yesterday, Nebraska announced their inaugural sand volleyball schedule. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the defending national champion in sand volleyball? And a hint, it's in California.
UCLA.
It is not UCLA. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Chris.
Chris, how many four-star recruits have orally committed, according to Rivals.com, to Nebraska?
Five.
You knew that, didn't you? That's a good job
by
you.
I had no idea.
That is the correct answer. Let's take a look at those five that have orally committed to Nebraska. And they are Terrell Newby, Josh Banderas, Randy Gregory, Marcus Newby, and Adam Taylor, all listed as four stars. Hey, hang on the line. We'll get you that $25 gift card. Congrats, Chris.
You bet. Thanks a lot, guys.
The Bracket Buster, St. Mary's is... You thought
the
you
Gales?
The Gales is correct. Unbelievable. And the defending national sand volleyball champion?
The Wave from Pepperdine.
There you go. Pepperdine.
Andy Lopez, national champions 1992, College World Series.
If I remember correctly, Pepperdine was the first team that Jimmy Valvano's North Carolina State Tar Heels beat when they won the national title.
In 1982?
1983. Georgetown, North Carolina, Michael Jordan, 1982.
Well done.
North Carolina State. There you go.
Well done.
There you go. Anything else that we missed in the world of sports today? Let me look. I'm checking. There's some high school hoops tonight, of course. And folks, don't forget that it is Adams Central St. Cecilia, and you can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Gets underway with the doubleheader tonight at 6 o'clock. Hastings is hosting Crete. Kearney Catholic is at Centura. A couple of other matchups of note. Boone Central Newman Grove is at Donovan Trumbull. Both of the boys' teams are ranked. Fillmore Central's at Sandy Creek. Both of the girls' teams are ranked. Ravenna's at St. Paul. Overton's at Wilcox Hildreth. Kennesaw at Red Cloud. Eustis Farnham takes on Loomis. Cozad at Gibbon. Cedar Valley and Ansley Litchfield and Amherst taking on Alma. Gets us through the day. Some good stuff, brother. Anything else? A parting thought today?
Nope. Ready to roll. 1 week.
Nothing to gripe about? Nothing to grind your gears on?
Nope. Got 1 week from today. Got practices scheduled for all week, and then the snow will hit on Sunday. Then we'll be buried for the next 4.5 weeks. So we're going to use the next 4 days to our advantage.
What happens? Because as we've seen, even the weather guys this morning, Tim Wright, he says, there's this one and there's this one. And I'm looking at him this morning and I'm going, man, it's either going to be this or that or nothing. But how soon do you start going, okay, we can't do this, we are doing this, as far as rescheduling your games now with the MIAA? When bad weather comes, is it just going to wipe things out, or do you try to reschedule?
No one really knows. There's really no protocol put in place. You know, in the RMAC, it was scramble. Let's go play in Pueblo. Let's go play down in Highlands. You know, let's do whatever it takes to play games. The MIAA, I haven't gotten that feeling that it's either on at your place. If you can't come here, if we can't do it between our two fields, we're just not going to do it. And that's kind of the feeling that I get. And I don't know if that's true or necessarily whatnot. You know, so you never know. I mean, in the RMAC, there was a lot of, well, Metro's field wasn't ready, but Regis's was, and we'll let you come play. And I mean, so there was all this kind of back and forth, and everybody understood the weather policy. The MIAA, I don't feel that way. I think the MIAA, there's much more of a, well, you're in the North, deal with it. You know, because a lot of our schools aren't going to deal with any of this.
Well, the MIAA, the weather shouldn't, I mean, it's still going to be the Midwest, but it's not going to be like being in the mountains.
Right, and the weather... it's really going to only affect a handful of schools up in the top half. I mean, that middle freeze line is right down by that Hayes, Kansas area. And so really it only affects, you know, UNK, Northwest Missouri State, and then you get into field conditions on whose field can handle what. So it's a definitely a different dynamic moving forward as far as what weather is. The MIAA says you have to change facilities. So if we get hit with the snow on Sunday, we will have to make arrangements to go to Lincoln, to go to Bolivar, Missouri, to play next weekend. And that's where you get into the rub of, we get hit, like they say we could get hit. Well, that's about a March 15th melt-off date, which means we will have moved over half of our games, home games. So we'll go from playing our 23 home games to having like 10 home games. And so you can't worry about it anymore. It's more like you wake up in the morning and Mother Nature throws you what she's going to throw you, and you try to deal with it. The biggest issue you have as a coach is just getting your guys. You know, we've been horrible on defense the last 5 days because we haven't gotten outside. You know, we went through a cold spell there. We had a little bit of snow there. You know, and so the guys start to buy into that, well, I haven't gotten my reps. No, that's not – no. You know how to field a baseball, all right? Let's get that out of our head type of thing, you know. But when you do practice for baseball – it becomes very specific on what you can get done. And we're very blessed with our indoor facilities that we have. But it's always, I always equate it to like basketball. Okay, we're going to have a basketball practice today, but we're only going to play on a quarter of the court and you can't dribble. You know, it's like you try to get things done and so you try to motivate your players. But our guys know what it takes to be successful. They got to do a better job of that. And so you just kind of handle Mother Nature when it comes.
All right, I'll ask you if you're ready, and you'll say no. So how are you looking for the beginning of the season?
Ready to go. Ready to go. I mean, I don't know if – I'm very excited about this team. They're a fun group to be around. They're fun to coach. All those coach-speak things that you – I don't have anything really to say against these guys. They show up. They work hard. I'm just begging on national – or not national, but on local radio. If you happen to see a Loper baseball player – give them a pat on the back and tell them that defense wins championships, because right now we're forgetting. We're hitting the ball well. We're doing some good things pitching, but we couldn't catch – and as sick as this town is right now, we can't even catch the flu.
Oh, man.
So we got to shore up some defensive side of things, but these guys are going to work hard at it, and they're going to be a fun group to watch. And really, with us moving to the MIAA and everything else, I'm just – let's just get it going and play. Let's just try to win as many games as we possibly can and see where that gets us at the end of the year.
Who we got at the top of the rotation?
A little different with the five-man. So, you know, Adam Peters is going to probably lead us off on Tuesday. Michael Hahn, Fremont product. Adam Peters is from Lincoln. Those two guys are kind of going to be at the top. Carlos Palomo from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Alex Sosa, a transfer, will be from Miami of Florida, who has his grandfather taught Spanish. It was a foreign language professor here, so that's how we landed Alex there.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Postgate, a transfer from Colby Community College by way of Colorado, will be our fifth. And so those will be our five starters that we're excited about, but excited about the pitching staff. We're a lot deeper than we were last year. We're a lot more mature, a lot more grown up. And that's what's great about when you play. I mean, we played anywhere between 9 to 12 freshmen last year, freshmen or sophomores. They're older now, and so we're really excited to see the maturation process with those young guys.
Is there a guy or two that you expect to be a leader of this ball club offensively? I don't necessarily mean mentally, but...
Chandler Clutie, Eric Ringblum. A lot of pressure on both those young men. They both can handle it, though. They've been to the regionals. They've won conference titles. They know what it takes for us to be successful, and it's their job to lead our young people to that. And that's not to say that our whole season hinges upon them, but if I'm going to look at two guys that are going to be huge pace setters for us, both those guys have to have strong, strong seasons for us.
You always have a few kids. Speaking of Chandler, you've always got a little local talent. He's not the only one.
No, we could end up starting about five or six Kearney guys this year, and we're excited about Dylan Schroeder will be our starting shortstop. Brandon Pacheco is going to play somewhere for us. Anthony Pacheco is making a late run here to start for us as a true freshman. Brandon Langdanger will be our starting center fielder, and so we got some Kearney flavor, definitely. There. Manny Reinsch will be anchoring a spot in the bullpen, and so Arch knows what he's doing. I mean, I people ask me that all the time. Do you just take Kearney kids? I take Kearney kids because they're good. I mean, they go to state every year because they're good. It's not just, I mean, so, yeah, we enjoy having good players in our program. So,
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, definitely excited.
All right, Damon Day. Hey, as always, either we see you next week because there's snow or we don't because you're playing ball.
I'm going to leave with one parting shot.
All right. Call it.
The Baltimore Ravens were the Cleveland Browns. And that's why I will not celebrate a Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl, because they are the Cleveland Browns. And don't ever forget that, that they are the Cleveland Browns. And Art Modell should never, ever go in the Hall of Fame.
Well, there you go. See, I asked for the gripe and the rant and the gear turner, and there he is. Damon Day, go ahead and shoot us your emails, and we would love to have them. Tomorrow, Randy Bushketter's in as my co-host. It is National Letter of Intent signing day. We will have Bo Pelini's press conference at 2 o'clock. We'll also talk with Brian Munson of Big Red Report, our local link with wrestling coach Mark Bauer. We want to thank Tino Martinez for joining us today to talk Heartland Hoops Classic, and Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com to chat recruiting. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.